They had rights as ministers of the gospel. And yet, when it came to the church of Corinth, he said, we're not going to take anything from you because we don't want to be a stumbling block, and we don't want to give place for anybody to speak negatively concerning our commitment to the call, our commitment to the gospel. He said, woe be me if I don't preach the gospel. He didn't do it voluntarily on his own. He was called to do this. And he accepted that calling, poured out his life, gave his life, suffered. Let me share some of the things he went through. All of this for the sake of the gospel. Many would say that he didn't have faith, but he had the kind of faith that came directly from Jesus, came directly from the Father. He had an unmovable, unshakable faith. He said, and lest I should be exalted above measure. This is coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And lest I should be exalted above measure. Amplify says it like this. And to keep me from being puffed up and too much elated by the exceeding greatness, preeminence of these revelations. I was caught up to the third heaven. Whether I was in the body or outside of the body, I don't know. All I know is of a man. That man he's speaking about is of himself. He was caught up into glory. God's power comes in full force. God's power comes to sit upon you. It strips us of any excuses we would make up. He already knows that we're flesh. He already knows that we're just dust. If he takes all of his air out of the earth, everybody would drop dead just like that. So in our weaknesses, his strength is made perfect. He says, my grace is sufficient. Grace is more than just favor. Earthly blessings. Grace is power. Hallelujah. Grace is power. Power to overcome anything and everything that comes your way. Look at your neighbor and say, no excuses. See, some of y'all like this. I ain't saying it. And it's okay. But you'll just stay right there in that same condition and state that you're in when you don't have to. This word is not just for me. It's for all of us. Hallelujah. 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 I am evidence in your life, because your life is an epistle. Hallelujah. In the King James, it says, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to the other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? And that's what I was talking about earlier. Forgive me of this wrong. Behold, the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but for you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will gladly be spent, or I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. My God. The more he poured his heart out, the more he gave of his life, the less the people appreciated him. It's the same way today. It is the same way today. Hallelujah. The more a person pours out of their life, you tired, Deacon? You getting ready to go? You gotta leave? You gotta go to work? You know, you can't put it on automatic? Let me get some offering baskets up here too, because we're going to flow with this. You can go ahead, Deacon Aquino. That's okay. We'll be done by 8:30. The more he gave of himself, the less he was appreciated. And those things have to change. Some listen to sermons daily, weekly. This individual, and I believe him to be led of the Spirit of God, and he was conversating about some major ministries. And in his conversation, he spoke of how the pastors no longer take time to minister to the sheep. They let others do it. They don't want to pray for them, pray for their deliverance, pray for their healing, or cast out devils. They don't want to go through all of that. They just want to come on this platform, share a few verses and scriptures and things like that, and then move on. And he said the interesting thing is that some of the people from that place call him up because they need deliverance, and they know that he has that ministry and the ability to cast out devils. Paul lacked nothing concerning the Spirit of God. concerning the gifts of God, concerning the anointing of God. If he prayed for people, they got healed. If he cast out devils, the devils left. If somebody was dead, he'd raise them from the dead. When it came to teaching, he was an excellent teacher of the gospel. He was raised as a Pharisee. He was taught by the best. He was taught under the leadership and tutorial or mentorship of Gamaliel, one of the greatest of that day and time. And yet he poured out his life to a people that the more he gave, the less he's received in return. And it comes back to that pleading with them, open your hearts to us. Some of you, no matter what is said, you'll still stay in the same state. God spoke through the prophet Ezekiel. This is not to make anybody feel bad. It's just a reality, something we need to really deal with and overcome. God, through the prophet Ezekiel, he said, you will go before them, and it'll be like you came and you played music and you did all of these things for them and you entertained them. They felt like it was entertainment, but it didn't faze them. And then God says, but after you're gone, they will have known that a prophet was among them. For too long, we've been doing our own thing as the Church of the Living God, the body of Christ. Our unity is in God's word. Our unity is in fulfilling the hope of God's calling and not our own personal ideas or agendas. Souls hang in the balance. People are dying and perishing. 3,000 abortions take place every day. With an enemy like ISIS going on, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and there's other groups, I can't think of the names right now, Hezbollah and Hamas, various terrorist organizations that go around and they kill, they mutilate, they destroy lives, innocent lives. These souls hang in the balance. Just a couple of weeks ago, something's about to happen, something's about to shift, something's about to change in California. The devil has his plans, but God has his plans also. The devil knows that his time is short. When I heard this in the news, it caught my attention because there has to be a reason for something like this to take place. And I pray that it doesn't take place, but if it does, we understand what's going on. Some of you might get upset, I hope not, but, you know, as a preacher of righteousness, as one called by God, I have to say it. So they were saying that the people in New York were upset because Jay-Z and Beyonce are now going to make their home in California. Are you saying you don't want them in California? It's not that. It's what's working in the realm of the spirit that we don't see. That Illuminati spirit, that's a demon. They say Oprah is shutting down her studio in Chicago and transferring it to California. I know some of you might watch Oprah and you might appreciate what she does and all. But Oprah does not believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior and the only way to God the Father. She preaches a different gospel. That's what she stands for. That's what she believes. So there's a reason why two heavyweights like that would move to California. They've even said the president of the United States is thinking about making his home where they build his library in California. There's a reason why. California already has its problems being one of the most liberal states in the union. When you do the devil's work, the devil's not far behind you. Satan is a strategist, but we serve the ultimate strategist, Jesus Christ. And as surely as the enemy would be playing this chess game of moving his pawns from one place to another, God is raising up his people in one place or another, because he's still after souls. This is why the church has to wake up. This is why we got to quit doing our own thing and stop doing it when we feel like it, but do it because it's of vitality, it's necessity. It is a sense of urgency. You need to start praying in your homes. You need to start praying with your church, your local assembly. If you belong somewhere else, get there, get planted, stay there. But don't be running all over the place like a whore. You're not a whore. You're not a harlot. You are sober. You are holy. And you are committed to Jesus Christ. And you will not commit spiritual adultery. I couldn't have a wife that was laying around with every man. And neither could she have a husband that's laying around with every woman. We are faithfully committed to each other by covenant. We are in covenant with Jesus, and we are in covenant with one another. This ain't about being religious. Religious days are over. We have to open up our eyes, or God has to open up our eyes so we can see, and our ears so we can hear, and that we can be inclined and in tune to the will of God and shut the door on the enemy. What do you mean by that? Don't play with the devil. You're going to get burned. Don't flirt. Don't drink. That's getting religious. That's getting legalistic. Don't drink because you need to stay sober. You need a sober mind in this time. I can go out and buy alcohol. I'm over 21 years old, twice, almost three times over. I know what good alcohol is. I know what good wine is. I know what the cheap stuff is too, bad, all and in between. But I have no desire for that stuff. And in this hour, no need of it. It will dull my senses. Pay attention to what you're letting into the eye gate and the ear gate and coming out of the mouth gate. Pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to what God is doing in the earth. We can't have our head in the sand. Like, I don't know, and as long as I don't see it, I don't care. Souls hang in the balance. And as I said in the post, we want to tip the scales in Jesus' favor. I was having a conversation, I won't mention the name, but the individual's here and he knows. I was having a conversation one time and he says, we hear the messages, and some of us, we hear what you're saying, and we still go right on out and we still do what we do. Keep on. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. And I'm not talking to the individual that had that conversation with me. I'm talking to others who still go out of here and do their own thing, living their own life, Because one day you're going to have to stand before Jesus and give an account. And you ain't going to have no excuse by the pastor never told me. That loudmouth preacher, I sent him to you to keep you from stumbling and falling, to keep you from the error of your way, to watch over your soul, to speak into your life, and to lead by example, that you would know how to follow me even as he follows Christ. Amen. Amen. It ain't about the eloquence of speech. It's not about the style of the clothing. It's none of that that would draw any attention. God is moving by his Spirit. You appreciate your man and woman of God. Don't you say anything bad about them, and don't you let nobody talk about us that you're around. It grieves me that people can sit and keep company with those who would badmouth the ones who watch over their souls. Hang out with them. We had a good time at QLM on Monday, and the Holy Ghost orchestrated everything. Had Brother Joshua give his testimony. Had Brother Randy give his testimony. Had Brother Ian give his testimony of how strange and weird they thought it was until they came in and got understanding. Now they are some of my greatest supporters. Ah! Yeah! Hallelujah. Brother Randy, about a week before that, was saying, you know, something, you know, y'all don't know about my son-in-law, you know, his neighbor broke into his house and stole some things. And, you know, I'm like this, you know, that's my daughter and that's my son-in-law. And, you know, I used to do some things when I was in the world. And, you know, it's just some things you don't do. You don't mess with my pastor. You don't mess with my son-in-law. You don't mess with my daughter. I'm not lying. Because Jesus has made a believer. Same one who said, you know, when I came here and I saw all that stuff going on, I saw Minister Denise fall flat on her face. Pow! And I was like, whoa! Unbeknownst to him, that has happened. We were at another building, 2000 A Street, sharing a building with another pastor, and they had hardwood floors, and the power of God was moving so strongly, I laid hands on Sister Bobby and she went boom, and nobody was there to catch her, and she got up okay, because the Holy Ghost was in charge and not the flesh. It wasn't fake or phony. So no, when they talk about TFT out there, because that was one of the things that came out of it. When they talk about TFT, they talking about you too. Yeah, you just got to figure out whether you're going to join with them or stay in with us. Ha! Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk, because eventually they're going to see and they're going to understand and they're going to know and they're going to say, I'm with you all the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. For what God is doing in our midst, it is just a wonderful thing to behold. We got a card tonight. Ava says, Nana's coming home tomorrow. Look at that. Look at that. I shared that on the 411 Apostolic Prayer Connect. I shared what God was doing through the kids. I said, because he's moving in our midst, even the children. They just heard this and they just ran with it. I said, we're teaching them about Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Simple McPherson, Catherine Kuhlman, William Joseph Seymour, John G. Link. We're teaching them about the great men of God outside of the Bible and how they walked in the power, and they're grasping it. shared about Ava's testimony and how she told her parents, I know when the teenagers dance because it's the Holy Spirit. And I know it because I felt it. And then Sunday she got baptized with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues. And then went to the hospital, laid hands. So let them talk. But give them something to talk about. Okay, you're going to talk bad about us, but let me tell you what the Lord has done. Let me tell you what God is doing in our midst. You think we're strange and you think we're weird, but at least God is in our midst. Who's in yours? Who's in yours? You're so orderly and so neat and so structured, but who's moving there? We just got to get stuff straight. Hallelujah. And start with issues and start with issues and start with issues and start getting rid of them. Praise God. Evict the issues. Evict the hindrances. Evict those things that stand in the way between you and God. Remove that veil of flesh out of the way and enter into the Holy of Holies. Reverence the Master till His glory and power come down on you and you are changed into another man and another woman. Hallelujah. I'm done, but we got two prayer requests tonight. Sister Sharon graciously sent us an email to inform us about Supervisor Glover. And whether it's, I don't know if it's supposed to be known all around or what, but it's a severe situation. Now they've, you know, with technology and all, I think it's very like a minor procedure, but anytime you need a new heart and a new, new kidney, a new heart and a new kidney, that's pretty serious. So with that being said, we're going to pray for him and then also our niece, Gloria, who came down to fellowship with us a few weeks back. Her grandson passed away today, 3 months old. And so she's having to deal with that. Her sister, Jerry, she's dealing with it for her grandson and her daughter's dealing with it for her son. And then it's her grandson that's gone. So we're going to hold them up that God might move in their midst and move in their lives during this time and comfort them in Jesus' name. Amen? Has everyone given? Let's do what we do best. Let's pray. Let's do what we do best. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for your blessing on the offering and your people tonight. In Jesus' name. Now may the Lord our God bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household that he might bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Love on one another. Greet each other as you're leaving in Jesus' name. Thank you for your time and patience.